Simply submit your strawberry letter to Steve Harvey FM and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right
Buckle
here,
up.
Right now.
Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
You're excited about this letter, I see. All right,
come on,
here we go. Yeah, subject. She can have a side piece, but I can't. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 60-year-old man, and I have been married for 16 years. My wife is 13 years younger than I am, and we don't see eye to eye on a serious issue. In the beginning, our sex life was great, but over the years, we simmered down a bit. A year ago, I went through a very serious health issue, and during that time, our sex life suffered. I made a full recovery, and when I was ready for some action, my wife was acting like she was afraid to touch me. I had to beg for sex, and when we did do it, it wasn't very exciting. One day, I just told her that I was not being satisfied, and she told me that while I was sick, she found other ways to get a little pleasure. She told me she had always been attracted to one of her female friends, but she suppressed her feelings until recently. She told me that she enjoys being with this chick and will not stop seeing her, but she does still love me and hopes this doesn't break up our marriage. Now, to be totally honest, I have a younger female friend that I see once a week for some really great sex, so I guess we were both keeping a secret. I told my wife all about my chick on the side, and she got very upset. She told me that she will not allow me to have an affair on her. She said that I could fall in love with my side chick and leave her for this younger girl. I told her that's not the case, but she gave me an ultimatum that I have to stop seeing my side chick or she'll file for divorce. This makes no sense to me. Why should I leave my side chick if she is not willing to leave hers? She's got a lot of nerve. What should I do? Well, obviously, you can't have it both ways. I mean, your wife isn't going to stand for it. Even though your wife is seeing someone on the side, too. Your wife is cheating, too. Somehow, I feel, and this may be the key point here, you know, she thinks because she's seeing a woman and not a man that it's not cheating. Because she kind of alluded to it in the letter when she said, you know, she enjoys seeing the side chick. She's not going to see her and that you're not going to have an affair on her. It doesn't seem to look like she thinks that she's actually having an affair, but she is. This is still cheating. She's still bringing another person into the marriage. So you have options, too. You can call her bluff and tell her that she has to stop seeing her side chick or you'll divorce her. How about that? She's not the only one who can give ultimatums in this marriage. But both of you guys are wrong. And two wrongs do not make a right. You're wrong for cheating on your wife and she's wrong for cheating on you. Your marriage needs a reset, a reboot. You need to start over if you can in this particular situation, which means both of you need to stop. Your wife says she still loves you, and if you still love her, maybe there is a chance to save your marriage. You know, maybe you both are going to, let me just say this. In order to do that, you both are going to have to let your side pieces go. Your wife and you. Okay, shut up, Tommy. You're going to have to do that. You're going to have to let that go and concentrate and work on your marriage. That's the only way this is going to work. Steve.
All right, let me jump right into this letter because this is ignorant. Tommy, I know this is what you've been waiting on, but sorry.
I know. Go ahead, though.
Subject, she can have a side piece, but I can't. Mm. Now, we got a 60-year-old man here that's been married for 16 years to his wife who's 13 years younger than him. And they got a problem because in the beginning, their sex life was great. And then over the years, he say it simmered down. And then something happened to the brother. He went through some serious health issues. I don't know what that was, but I don't know if he had a heart attack. I don't know what happened. Any number of things could happen. I don't know. But something to hell happened, serious health issue. And during that time, their sex life hit a dry spell. It suffered. So then the dude say he fully came out of the health issue and he ready for some action, but his wife started acting funny. She ain't want to touch him. So then he say he got to beg to get some action in the bedroom. So then when they finally do, he say he ain't like it. It wasn't exciting. And then he finally told her he ain't being satisfied. Well, she said, she told him, well, while you was sick. Damn. See, these wedding vows just starting to go out the window on this one right here. Remember that vow where it said through sickness in health or through sickness and in health?
For richer, remember for that? Poor. Mm-hmm.
Well, she said while he was sick, she found other ways for a little pleasure. Now, here go the kicker. She said she was always attracted to one of her female friends, but she didn't want to act on it because they was married. But now she done told the dude that she enjoyed being with this chick and will not stop seeing her. She told him that. But then she said, but she still love me and hope this don't break up our marriage.
Wow.
What marriage is she talking about?
You need just to be clear on that. But
I lost the marriage thing when the man got sick. And you started sleeping with your girlfriend.
All right, Steve, hang on.
We got a problem. 60-year-old man, been married 16 years, his wife 13 younger than him. They had some cool sex life. Then he got to some problems with his health. He got sick. Then he got healed, and he ready for action. But his wife don't want to be bothered no more. And finally, he confront her with him not being satisfied because he got to beg for it. She snaps off and tell him, while you were sick, I found other ways to pleasure myself. He said, how? She said, I've always been attracted to my girlfriend, but I ain't act on it. Now, she told me that she enjoys being with this chick and that she not going to stop seeing her. But she told the man she still love him and hope this don't break up our marriage. Now, here's the part we got to get to. He said, now, to be totally honest with you, I have a younger female friend that I see once a week for some really great sex. So I guess we both keeping a secret. She ain't keeping a secret, dog. She told you. She's sleeping with her girlfriend. This is where the letter gets very confusing to me. He said, I guess we both keeping a secret. So then get what this fool did. I told my wife all about my chick on the side, and she got upset.
Damn.
She told me she would not allow me to have an affair on her. She said that I could fall in love with this side chick and leave her for this younger girl. I told her that's not the case, so she gave me an ultimatum that I gotta stop seeing my side chick or she gonna file for divorce. This makes no sense to me. Why should I leave my side chick if she's not willing to leave hers? She's got a lot of nerve. What should I do? Well, hey, stupid, let me talk to your dumb ass for just a minute.
Come on.
This makes no sense to me. What? I tell you what don't make no sense. What you tell her for?
I knew it.
Come on here, man. Thank you, man.
Hello.
What did you tell your wife you was having an affair with a younger chick once a week? What possibly could have made you go in the damn house and make that stupid ass announcement? Oh, you just pissed off everybody living. Your dumb ass walk in the house and tell who do that? Who do that? Who walks in the house and goes, excuse me, I got a younger chick on the side that I see once a week.
This
whole letter, it just fell apart. It don't make no sense. It's when he said he have this girl he see once a week and said we both keeping secrets. And then your stupid ass write the next line, I told my wife all about my chick on the side, and she got very upset. Guess what he said after that? She got a lot of nerve. Wait a minute, hold up, dog. Oh, hold up. Wait a minute. Excuse me. Stop. She got a lot of nerve. She got a lot of nerve what? Now, I understand, but that's what you say to yourself. You don't say that out loud.
Thank you.
So let me just explain to you. What should I do is the question. Listen to me. Y'all, this is not a marriage. This is not what this is. You all have some type of swinger type arrangement that neither one of you agreed to, but both of you are participating in. So, brother, you don't have a marriage. You have an arrangement. That's all this is. What you tripping for? Your marriage over. She got the chick on the side, and you got a chick on the side. So what, you going tit for tat now? She got a chick, you get a chick. So now what you going to do if she go get a dude? Hello? Let's make this announcement. She got a dude. I went and got me a dude. Y'all playing too much now. Yeah. Let's end this. This relationship is over. Let's just get one of them non-contested divorces. $750. Fill out the paperwork. Y'all have no assets. I can promise you, you don't have a house or nothing, because y'all too busy doing stupid stuff.
They got a lot of assets. They ain't got nothing.
No, they ain't. They in an apartment somewhere.
All right, well, listen. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
Excuse me, one last thing, Shirley. Uh-huh. You don't walk in a house with a lot of assets and tell your wife, I got a chick on the side. You don't do that with assets. I can tell you that right now.
I mean, I didn't mean to have assets.
Man walking in no house with no friend that's no lawyer. And you go on in there and tell her. No assets if you walk in there. You have nothing.
Also, check out the Strawberry Letter
you got
podcast.
An apartment. One of them little flat beds, at the Chinese bed of Fonton.
A futon.
Futon.
Yeah.
You got one in there, and you got a TV, flow model.
And goldfish.
You got a flow model, and you got a computer on an IKEA table.
All right,
that's
guys, we
gotta
get out of here. Check out the Strawberry
Letter. Assets and went in there and told your wife you want a divorce. You boy.
Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.